May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a word that I've shared before, but I really sense I'm supposed to share it this morning. It's not really the word I prepared. It came out of my prayer time, but this is a word when I heard Father Craig read the gospel lesson, I was just reminded of. This is from John chapter 1, verse 29. It says, the next day he saw Jesus coming to him, this is John the Baptist, and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, and he existed before me. And I did not recognize him, but in order that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. And John bore witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained on him. And I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, he is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God. And again the next day John was standing, and two of his disciples were with him. And he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following him, and said to them, what do you seek? And they said to him, Rabbi, which is translated teacher, where are you going and staying? And he said to them, come and you will see. And they came, therefore, and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that one day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. This scripture to me is like discipleship 101. This is where everything in our walk with the Lord starts. I remember when I went to Bible college, we had to take Doctrine 101. That was sort of foundational stuff. And then you took more advanced things later. We talked about this for CTK or Sunday about advancing in grace. But there are foundational things that you've got to learn to walk in, or you're never going to walk in the other stuff. We often want to skip the foundational stuff, but everything's built on a solid foundation. And this is to me the most foundational truth for a disciple to get. Craig read the scripture where it's Peter saying to Jesus, where are you going? And Jesus is nebulous in speaking, where I'm going, you can't go. Then Jesus begins to continue to talk to him about the fact he's going to prepare a place for him. He's talking about the cross. But at the very beginning, the first two disciples that began to follow Jesus in the scripture in John chapter 1, when they began to follow him, they asked Jesus the question, where are you headed and where are you staying? That's the word there, languages. Where are you headed? And Jesus' answer wasn't what they were asking. He didn't tell them where he was headed. He just simply said, come and see. That's one of the most frustrating things in the world, because we want to know where the Lord's heading. We think, like, if we could just have faith, if we could just know where God was going with us, if we just knew what he was going to do with this situation in our lives, he would just give us some insight, then we could believe him. But what I've discovered is that some of the most important things in my life, there are those times, of course, when God will show you what's going to go on, but often in the most important issues of my life, God doesn't give me a clue, because he's really trying to teach me to walk by faith. It's really easy to believe when God gives you insight into what he's doing with the circumstance or where you're headed next in that situation, or maybe it's some move or some other thing. But when Jesus just says, I just want you to come and see, he didn't say, see and come. And that's the way we like to live the Christian life. We want to see, and then we can come in faith. Jesus said, just come in faith, and then you'll see. And I've found that that's one of the most important things, foundationally, for me in my walk with the Lord. The just shall live by faith. And we think faith is always manifested when I'm believing God for something that I know is true, that I've got a doctrine for that, or I've got some word from the Lord, and I'm believing God for the impossible in that circumstance. That's really what faith is all about, and that's certainly an expression of faith. But faith is also simply just walking, following him, when I don't have a clue where he's headed. And no matter how many times I've begged him, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Or where are we going? And he won't talk about it. He just says, trust me, and when you get there, you'll see. That's really, for me, a more mature expression of faith than believing God for healing. I got a word about healing. I have a biblical model about healing. I can believe for that. It's just stuff I can't see or I don't have a word for. All I know is that my only word is, I just got to trust you. And the word is, if you just keep following me by faith without having a clue where this is leading, you'll see. You'll see. It's all going to be good. Just quit asking. Just trust me. Come and see. You know, it's kind of like, it's a little bit different. We have to be careful in our prayer life, our relationship with the Lord. Like Israel, they kept asking God for something God wasn't giving them. They kept asking for meat because they didn't like the manna. And the manna, you know what, again, the Hebrew word for manna is, what is it? That's the meaning of the word. What is it? And like every day they're waking up with, what is it? What is it? And they had to trust God that what is it would show up the next day. There was just enough for that one day. And finally they begged God for more than the what is it. And he sent them meat. And the scripture says, and the result was he sent leanness to their soul. I don't want soul leanness. I just want to follow him in faith. And if he says to me, if he doesn't speak to me, if there's silence in the following him, then I just trust him that when we get to the end, I'll see. It'll all be good, because that's what he does, good stuff. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.